The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey Ryan, just calling in for Hoppy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. Got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we have on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking on the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in, Javain came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And, he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me on, I think it was on a Thursday. And we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to two, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy. And, you know, I take care of my people. It's one-on-one. I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555. Ryan, you're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help. And that's why I loved, using, Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yes. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show. We are live on Spreaker right now. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can always tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And if you go to the Creative Loafing at cltampa.com, you vote me best radio personality in Tampa and best podcast in, where would it be? Oh, yeah, that's right, Tampa.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
And as you heard in the beginning of the show, you're looking for a new bed, a lot of activity going on, it's breaking there, you're just fat as hell. Call Dwayne the Mattress Guy, 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. All right, I see this in the news here, and I don't get these famous people, and it doesn't even really have to be just famous people. I don't get these anybody, if you're a human, whatever the hell you identify as, bringing drugs to the airport. I get driving with it if you're going across the country or whatever, but Brittany Griner getting 9 years in prison over in Russia, that's going to be a good time. You think America's so bad, Brittany? Oh, she's so being used as a political pawn. But it wasn't like she was totally negative about this country. She walked into Russia thinking she was a big deal and that they cared. We barely cared about it in America. Oh, my God. It's Brittany Griner. Let's bow down and let her break all the rules. Wasn't even really happening over here. So I don't know why you thought Russians were going to care. I'm just saying. 9 years. All because you brought a vape cartridge. But then, again, I'm not going to front and say here and be like, oh, the weed laws are really good on this planet. Oh, yeah, totally. The same time that if you get caught with a pen, it's a felony, but driving drunk's a misdemeanor. Got it. I mean... I'm not going to sit here and say the marijuana laws aren't a little messed up. They're not a little wrong all on this globe that we live on that's very small compared to the universe and we think we're important. Just saying. But then you have former NBA player Iman Shumpert taken in on a marijuana charge in Texas. Yeah, that's just a place. That's like getting caught with weed in Russia, but in America, if you go to Texas. They're not really cool about it. Even though I believe legal weed is cool there, I just don't want to get in trouble with Texas. I don't particularly ever really want to go to Texas. I don't watch me get a job offer in 3 years, and I'm like, oh, hell yeah, howdy. Just saying. And this guy, before I even get to what happened with Iman Shumpert, I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this dude lives in the past. There is nothing more dangerous than living in the past. And Iman Shumpert is that example. He played for the New York Knicks. He was kind of a spicy player. He'd come off the bench and either go 3 for 15 for 4 points or 32 points. You never really knew which Iman Shumpert you were going to get. Sometimes you might have a guy that doesn't bring drugs to the airport, and sometimes you might have a guy that just brings marijuana to the airport. I mean, it's just, even like flying with Delta 8 and CBD, man, like, just don't do it. It's not that important. But Iman would go on all these podcasts. He'd be doing, I think it was Ebro's show on Hot 97 in New York City with Peter Rosenberg. And he was doing all these interviews. Oh, yeah, we were up. The Knicks were up 16 on the Lakers. And Kobe Bryant came back and scored 25 million points on me in the fourth quarter. Like, so you're pretty much saying that you were good enough to be in the NBA, but one of the all-time greats was better. I mean, it's not really something to live by. You know what I mean? 856-49 Hoppy. Oh, I forgot he won the dancing show that I won't even give the time of day, the one on ABC that's been on for 17 years. Oh, yeah, you couldn't win a ring or anything, but hey, you won that dancing show. I'm more just mad they got rid of my boy Tom Bergeron. Probably can't even say his last name right. He had a felony marijuana charge. Not Tom Bergeron. Iman Shumpert. At the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. TMZ broke the news. Here's what it says. NBA player Iman Shumpert was taken in for having a sizable amount of marijuana in his backpack at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport on Saturday, TMZ Sports has learned. According to the police report, officers responded to a potential drug violation call around 2:40. Hey, we're going to need a supervisor for this, for marijuana. After TSA screeners found a bag filled with a green leafy substance in his bag, which he admitted was weed. You never admit. You just shut up and let your lawyers do the talking. Like, I have no experience, but I feel like when you get an arrest, you should probably shut the hell up and just kind of let things happen and get a good lawyer, especially when you're Iman Shumpert and I'm sure you got millions of dollars. I mean, he wasn't making insane money, but he can get a lawyer for $80,000 and make it go away. But no, I'm going to go, hey, everybody, I have marijuana because I told you that I had it. Can I go now? And they're like, no, you're in Texas. We don't really care about human rights here. 856-49 Hoppy. His net worth is $30 million. Yeah, let's say even if the lawyer was $1 million, that's 1/30th of your income. Like, I think you're fine. It says here, Texas is a place where marijuana has been legalized, but only with a sizable amount. I always found that dumb too. Dumb as hell. They're like, it's such a scam. Like, weed should just be legalized everywhere. I just don't get, how are you supposed to know what a sizable amount is? That literally means you got to like count it. You know what I mean? You got to like weigh it. It's a lot of work. Shumpert has been out of the NBA since the 2019-2020 season. He's not been out of the NBA. He just didn't get another job. And they were like, you're not that good. You're talking about Kobe scoring 30 points on you in the fourth quarter. We don't really need that attention on our team. We don't really need the cloud chasing that you do. Speaking of cloud chasing, Elon Musk's dad is in a little bit of trouble here. Elon Musk's dad, man, I'm telling you right now. He goes on Kyle and Jackie O and says he's not proud of his son or whatever. And then here's the latest headline to go with that. Elon Musk's dad sets the record straight on sensational claim he isn't proud of his son. I mean, that's what you said. Having children with his stepdaughter and why the world's richest man backed out of the Twitter takeover. Elon Musk's father created a lot of controversy this week after telling Kyle and Jackie O he is not proud of his billionaire son. Supposedly, his three daughters were so upset that they refused to speak to him for days. I don't know if it's because Elon's on the spectrum or whatever the hell it is, but I feel like he probably cried about it. He walks around like he's so tough. And then here's what Musk said, his father. Elon knows it's not true, so he would never get upset about it. He just laughs with those kind of things. Oh, yeah. Daddy issues. So funny. Oh, hilarity. When I think of true humor, I think of raging father issues. Oh, it's a good time. His dad even went on to say he was proud of Elon the day he was born. Now, if you were to go on a radio show and say something like, oh, yeah, he could do some things differently, but all parents are proud of their kids. But there was nothing in that situation. It's kind of like when somebody's drunk and they act like a complete fool. And then when they're sober, they're like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. It's like, no, you were in the moment. And a lot of times, whatever you see when someone's drunk is their true side. So what I'm saying is the same thing kind of happened with Elon Musk's dad. Granted, he wasn't drunk on the radio, I don't think. You never know. But he got comfortable, and the true side of what he felt came out. Oh, I thought Elon was this powerful, resilient guy that could handle adversity. That he was different than the Twitter trolls and everybody else that gets easily offended. Just saying. It makes you wonder. I'm just saying, he acts like he's tough and he's on top of the world, and then he's not. Aaron Rodgers says he won't play until he's 45 like Tom Brady. Oh, that's good. You shouldn't even play until you're 40. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has the weirdest legacy of all time. There's really no other way to put it. He always does really good in the regular season, and then in the playoffs, it's just clunky. He's not bad, but he's not amazing. And even the time that he won in the playoffs, he beat the Falcons that were young, and then he beat the Chicago Bears that barely had Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler was barely ever really in Chicago, didn't really want to be there, didn't really want to play quarterback, didn't really want to contribute anything. And then Aaron Rodgers beats Ben Roethlisberger, who threw an interception at the end of that game. I'm not saying that Super Bowl in 2011 doesn't matter. I'm not saying that Aaron Rodgers doesn't deserve the credit of winning the big game.
Shut up!
But what have you done since then? What have you done, man? Not much. But you're doing psychedelics. I mean, that's what the Packers want to hear, dude. You know the Packers are like, hey, how can we finally win something before it's all said and done, right? We just want to win a championship one more time. And then you have Aaron Rodgers.
That's what ayahuasca did for me.
Yeah.
It was
vomiting and
help me see
and going
to see love.
It was like vomiting and crapping everywhere in the middle of the Everglades or in the middle of the rainforest. Oh yeah, it's such a good time. You're honestly a loser if you do ayahuasca.
That's what ayahuasca did for me.
Yeah.
It was help me see how to unconditionally love myself.
That's good, man. Now your teammates or the fact that you go through girlfriend after girlfriend. I'm glad you're working on loving yourself. That's the important equation here. Not your teammates, not anything else. No, no, no. You got to love yourself more. I thought you loved yourself a lot already.
Aaron Rodgers is opening up about his use of psychedelic drugs.
Hell yeah. You know, the Packers were like, woohoo.
The Green Bay.
I would love to hear like Wisconsin sports radio right now. Yes. 866 Milwaukee Sports Radio. 866-967. Hey, what do you guys think, Wisconsins? What do you guys think, Wisconsinians? Do you guys agree with the fact? I can just imagine every sports show right now in Milwaukee just going crazy.
The Green Bay Packers quarterback appeared on Wednesday's episode of the Aubrey Marcus podcast and revealed that his use of ayahuasca, a plant-based psychedelic, helped with his mental health.
You can say whatever the hell you want about like some player's social media, like Russell Wilson kind of talking a lot, doing hype videos, Tom Brady doing whatever the hell he does. But those guys equate to winning. So even if a player is being obnoxious at training camp, hey, at least they're being obnoxious at the place they're supposed to. You have the quarterback who has kind of failed the last 10 years. He's done a Hall of Fame worthy play, but at the same time, he's not like won another Super Bowl. Then you got him saying he's doing ayahuasca. I mean, decisions, bruh.
And we talk so much about it. About mental health, and to me,
yeah, just going crap in the middle of the woods sounds better than a training camp trying to get really good.
The core tenets of your mental health is that self-love.
Yeah.
And that's what ayahuasca did for me. It was help me see how to unconditionally love myself.
That's good.
And it's only in that unconditional self-love that then I'm able to truly be able to unconditionally love others.
Mm. Oh, that sounds good. Mm. And are you going to call your brother?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy is the best around, I'm a man of my words. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com, and tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Bench and the planet quarterback in his absence. Here's right. Kevin Stefanski from yesterday talking about the Deshaun Watson suspension and the planet quarterback in his absence, however long.
Yeah, you should have just kept Baker and dummies.
That may be.
We have a plan.
Here is the coach of the Browns. Let's hear what their plan is. Because whenever a team has to let you know that they have a plan, but they don't really tell you even a little clue about what the plan is, let me tell you. Any place ever, if they tell you, oh, we have a plan going, they don't have a plan.
Certainly for practice, as we get closer to the preseason games, we'll make some decisions as it relates to that. But my understanding is that he can play in the preseason games.
Oh, that's good, man. Just don't put him near any women.
You can imagine we're dealing with some uncertainties, and that's okay. That's life for a football team oftentimes. So we have a couple different plans, and we're going to stick to it, until we have more information.
I do agree with him about uncertainty, because there's been uncertainty forever and ever about if the Browns even deserve to be in the league. Just saying.
Multiple different plans. See, he understands. And
yeah, tell me, Mike Florio. I
read his transcript yesterday.
Your fake hair.
He hadn't read the decision, and I know he's otherwise working, but it's very useful when you show up for a press conference when you're going to be asked about the decision to be able to say truthfully, I have.
Mike Florio is so unlikable. But yeah, the NFL is seeking indefinite suspension of at least 1 year. Oh, but Baker Mayfield cheating on his wife in the parking lot of a Cheesecake Factory. Oh, that's so bad, man. If only you knew what other people did. Speaking of that, of not really knowing people, of not really ever having a grasp of who somebody is, Kevin Spacey and his production firms are ordered to pay House of Cards makers $30 million for losses after he was kicked off the hit show due to sexual assault claims. I mean, you sit here and you hear about this, and you're just like, Kevin Spacey is the biggest creep ever. And Kevin Spacey, I bet I'd rather have him as an actor. Kevin Spacey literally ruined the legacy of House of Cards. Like, House of Cards was doing fine. It was like the first original Netflix show. That other lady was kind of a hard ass, so it made for good memories. It did whatever it needed to do. Kevin Spacey was like every other career politician. It was a good vibe. I liked. And then he got in trouble. And then they were like, oh, we can't have you. Remember this theme song? House of Cards. Like, everybody forgot how good it was because Kevin Spacey's a creep. But this was a vibe, man. I was 19 years old, 20, going to community college and then a radio school. And it would be like 5 degrees out in Illinois. So I watched all of it. I didn't really know what the hell was going on. But I do know Kevin Spacey's a good actor. And House of Cards does not get its due. That was the funny thing about the Me Too movement. Was that people were like, Louis C.K. is not a funny comedian. Like, no, he's a dirtbag, but he's funny. You can't rewrite the past. It's the biggest problem with America. They just try to act like, oh, nothing ever happened back in the day. Get the hell out of here. Also, when you think about things from back in the day that were really controversial and not really, is Kim and Kanye's divorce. It continues to drag on. Ye has gone through his fifth divorce lawyer. That's when you know that things aren't the best. That's when you know that things aren't really going good. I mean, it's not like she's banged P 20 times and probably four other people since breaking up with Kanye, so it wasn't like he had a chance to get her back. But I'm just saying to you right now, when you go through five lawyers for a divorce and they're trying to make money and they don't even want to be around you and your side chicks don't even want to be around you, that's how uncool Kanye West is that his fifth divorce lawyer quit on him. Julia Fox quit on him. I believe that was her name. I mean, it's just, that says a lot about you as a man. When they're like, I'd rather not have your clout and not have you around me. He must be really creepy. I see this headline here. Shawn Mendes takes a dip in Miami pool. The beach ain't canceled. Yeah. Going to the beach is like the biggest cleanse of mental health issues. Also, this was in Miami. I was in Miami in May. Cannot believe that was 3 months ago. How time flies. Oh, man. And I was in Miami with my mom and my uncle. And my uncle paid for it very graciously, very generously. And we were at the beach. And I went to the bathroom real quick. And it was more to get more drinks. It wasn't my tab. And Shawn Mendes was walking on the beach. So it was probably at that beach. Miami's super cool, but you feel like you're just going to get kidnapped at any time. Either that or just like sold into sex trafficking. Like there's just a lot of bad vibes. Like I'll never forget. I was sitting in one of those outdoor places right on the water. And this guy was like trying to sell DVDs. Like it was 2005. And the waiter for the place we were sitting outside at was like, yeah, don't take any CDs. There might be some weird content. We had to show them to the cops. And I'm like, what is on these CDs? Like, it's Miami. I don't really want to know. Now, I'm indifferent about Trevor Noah. And my indifference sides more with him not being funny at all. But he made one point on here that I think is pretty good. I think it's pretty honest. I don't feel bad for Brittany Griner, but I could see where Trevor Noah feels this way.
WNBA star Brittany Griner today found guilty and sentenced inside of a Russian courtroom, 9 years behind bars for smuggling cannabis oil.
Oh, wow.
The Biden administration calling the trial a sham and saying...
Yeah, the Biden team didn't really help out at all. Oh, you're saying a dementia patient of a president isn't really going to save the day?
The sentence is unacceptable.
Mm.
This is some bullshit. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
We all know Russia.
You tell him, Trevor Noah. When I think of a tough guy, I think of Trevor Noah.
He doesn't care about what Brittany Griner did. Well, this is the same country that's breaking every human rights law on the planet.
Hell
but
yeah.
They're like, oh, that woman has vape cartridge. Oh, she's real.
But she broke the rules. And then in court, she was showing pictures of her wife like, see, I'm entitled. Just take me home because I'm privileged. That was the problem, Trevor. Yeah, obviously they don't care about human rights, but they also don't really like us. Just saying.
Criminal, get the f*** out of here, man.
Oh, jeez.
That's bullshit. We all know it. We all know it. And the one piece of good news, it looks like,
what?
Is that this seems like it's just a negotiation tactic. All right? Russia's like, ah, oh, we have prisoner for 9 years. You give us a prisoner who was in America for 9 years, you know?
Oh, man. You are just irritating. I mean, nobody was going to replace John. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying Trevor doesn't do a good job. It's just Trevor's never funny. He has good points and he's a good host, but he's just not funny. There's nothing funny about him. He's never made me laugh. And they don't do him favors on Comedy Central either. Like, I remember I had COVID and this was like November 2020. It's the same week me and my girlfriend were just beginning to date. So then she got us like a Airbnb in St. Augustine, Florida. And we were there for like 3 nights, see if we could live together. I think we're doing a pretty good job. And it was a South Park marathon while I had COVID laying on the couch. She's taking care of me. I'm like, ah, this girlfriend's pretty badass. So. And they showed the Trevor Noah promos over and over and over and over again. And this was like the day after Biden won the election, where you had to wait a few days. I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday. And let me tell you, he was so pretentious. It was so nauseating. But then again, that really couldn't, that really shouldn't come as a surprise. Trevor Noah being smarmy. Just saying. This next headline here, I'm telling you, your argument with your significant other, or your argument with your family, or your argument with your siblings is never that bad. Even at the worst, argument where either things are thrown or there's people yelling at the top. Like, as long as you're not getting, my voice just cracked. As long as you're not punching the other person, just leave the house for a little bit. But don't go 80 miles per hour. Anger can always be settled. You just need time. And what you need to not do is be somebody who was going 80 miles per hour. A drunk nurse plowed into five cars after argument with her boyfriend and killed a pregnant mother, 23, and her baby boy. And they were killed with four other people. According to reports, the woman was drunk and fighting with her boyfriend and had major injuries in the hospital. Now, I'm not saying I want like her to die, but it's always bizarre how, I don't know if it's because like the body's tensed up because she's drunk as hell like an idiot, but nobody ever really, you know, gets the whole invitation to death when they're driving drunk. It's always the person who did it that gets to live, and then she gets 5 years in prison and then she gets life. Just saying, it's bizarre. I don't care how bad your argument is. It's never that bad. Just leave. Get out. Make smart decisions. And I don't care how drunk or how turned up you are at the club. I don't care if this girl is hanging out with you and you're drunk as hell. And she's like, oh my God, can you help me drive my car home? I'm really drunk. And she's like, I'll bang you if you drive me home. No, 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 no. You don't get in that car when you're drunk. Or you went to the bar and you thought you're going to only have three or four drinks and then you have 12. You don't get in the car. There's nothing really bad about, you know, this whole concept of just taking the L and paying $300 for having the car towed and then having to go to the place to get it picked up. And hey, maybe you can even ask the bartender or somebody, hey, I don't want to drive drunk. Is it cool if I leave my car here? But then again, you're asking people to be responsible, and people are not. But drinking and driving, literally, there's something amazing about being really drunk.
Shut up!
Let me finish that sentence. And you're just in the Uber, and you don't have any control over the car, and you're just going across to Howard Franklin, hanging out, and you're like, I could either die right now or go home safely, but at least you're not behind the wheel. Because I swear, we don't prosecute drunk drivers enough in this country. And I feel like if we did, there would probably be different results. But insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and thinking different things will occur. And that sentence I just said, the definition of insanity, represents America. It defines America.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, the best barber in all of the Bay Area. You go to Rich Keeley over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's, and he's going to hook you up with the best haircut, the best beard trim, whatever the hell you need. You go to richkbarber.com and you sign up and you tell him I sent you, and he'll hook you up with the best haircut of all time.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Also, got some updates just to let you know what the hell's going on.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
You can listen to Hoppy Hour by searching Hoppy Radio on TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, all the platforms, Amazon Music. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. Then every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, we are syndicated on Z Radio Live and featured on QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. All righty, let's get right into it.
Hot topic.
What are you looking forward to as you move into a new chapter of your life?
Rocky.
I'm just excited for what I don't know yet, you know? Everything is new to me, so.
Kind of scared, right?
I'm excited.
Well, seems safe to say ASAP Rocky and Rihanna are soaking up that excitement now that baby boy is here.
I don't think that's the only thing ASAP's soaking up. Yeah, and that's when Rihanna's not around, if you know what I'm saying. Cheating.
And E.T. has new details about life with their bundle of joy.
Mm-hmm. Trying to enjoy it as much as I could.
The power couple welcomed a baby boy back in May. And now a source tells E.T. why the couple's been maintaining a low profile since his arrival.
I don't know. You just had a kid. You're the rapper that's famous for having orgies like when you were in sixth grade. So maybe you kind of want to chill a little bit. Maybe you want to just kind of relax and do that whole thing of being a parent. Whoa, what a concept.
It's simple, quote, privacy has become increasingly important to them.
Yeah.
When it was just the two of them, they'd go out at all hours of the day and night and interact with fans.
Hell yeah.
Now with the baby, they're a little more protective.
Well, I'm very realistic.
It's true. Since becoming parents, Ree and Rocky have only been spotted out a handful of times. First, at a barber shop in London in early July.
At Barber Moon.
Hell yeah, they're amongst the normal people at barbershops. How relatable.
Yeah. How is this happening right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's happening? ASAP Rocky gets haircuts too? Whoa, call the press. You're telling me all humans get haircuts when they have hair and they project on other people when they don't have hair?
Fans were in total disbelief seeing the rapper getting a haircut while his girl snapped pics with some locals.
Yeah.
Later that month, the beauty mogul supported her beau during his Lollapalooza set in Paris.
Oh, yeah. I bet Lollapalooza is better in Paris than in Chicago. I've never even went to the one in Chicago, and I can just smell it. It reeks of just beer, man, and used condoms. Speaking of someone that should probably know what the hell a used condom is, Nick Cannon rents out water park for his and Mariah Carey's twins. Ah, the OG kids, the one he kind of cares about.
Whole water park just right there.
Yeah.
The rock and roll takeover.
Oh, sure.
Nick Cannon knows how to make a splash.
Yeah, he does.
Literally. Renting out an entire water park for his twins, Moroccan and Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Kind of more visual, but it's him being a dad. Now, if he had those two kids and none of the other ones, that'd be fine. But hey, You're a little crazy, man.
Well, the double.
For years, InfoWars host Alex Jones claimed the Sandy Hook school shooting was staged.
I never even got the concept of it. And anybody that was gone to Alex Jones for news is not really a smart person I want to be around. It's not really someone I vibe with, someone I want to hang out with. Hey, everybody, I get content from Alex Jones. Oh, yeah. You also think you need a magnum-sized condom when you really don't. You drive a Hummer. You overcompensate.
Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured.
Oh, yeah, totally makes sense. Yes. Because when I'm a famous actor and I'm looking for my big break, I'm going to take part in a movie about school shootings where innocent kids die. Like, I don't know what the concept was, this whole thing of actors. Don't actors want to get credit? If these actors were, of course it was a lie, but these actors that all these people believed, where are they? What's their Twitter account? Do they have an IMDb page? Do they get to get credit for, hey, I was at the fake shooting of Sandy Hook? Or, hey, I was at the, like, do you know what I'm saying? All actors want credit. So that was the biggest problem. There's actors there. No, there's not.
A hoax.
They're recycling a green screen behind him.
Yeah.
Facing parents seeking $150 million in damages, he changed his story in court.
Let's hear this guy. I think Alex Jones is incredibly talented. I just think he goes to the lowest common denominator because it worked for so long. But I'm telling you, he's really talented. I respect his craft. I don't respect anything he says. So I can't wait to see this. Because everything I play on the show, I have not watched before, which you might be able to tell. So I have not seen this footage yet of Alex Jones.
Especially since I've met the parents. And it's 100% real.
What an asshole-ish. It was only after I met the parents that I realized. He knows it's fake, and he's just afraid to admit it because he's trying to keep something open with his fan base. It was like when he went to divorce court, and he had to admit he was a character, and then he was online like, no, I only said that I was a character because I was being forced by the man. So that's what he's doing when he is saying, oh, yeah, like this quote right here, this is him being open-ended so he can continue to say things on his show. Listen.
Story in court.
Especially since I've met the parents, and it's 100% real.
Why does it have to be, oh, once I met the parents, then I was convinced? Because he's going to say, yes, I met the parents, but you know, the whole law and lawyers, you know, they just really screw you, you know? Because he's probably allowed to say that, and he'll be like, they held a gun to my head behind the scenes, and I turned the frogs gay.
A dramatic about face on a day when Jones was also called out as a liar.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't really ever telling the truth. I don't think he believed anything he said. And I think it kind of came back to bite him. I feel like he got so insane that he began to believe it.
You know what perjury is, right?
The plaintiff's attorney accusing Jones of withholding evidence.
You don't say Alex Jones, someone that's going by a fake name, would be a fake person. Whoa.
Your attorney's messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years. And that is...
Oh, yeah. Any radio guy's cell phone has a lot of tea.
That's how I know you lied to me when you said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook.
Jones...
Here, she's a part of the conspiracy. You know when you're lying all the time, you have to remember everything you said? Like there's all those sayings, and people will claim they said it first, but they're sayings like, oh, yes, if you don't lie, you don't have to remember as much. It's the same thing with Alex Jones. He's probably so unorganized that he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to send in my text messages. Oops.
Is being sued by the parents of Jesse Lewis, one of 20 first graders killed in the massacre. They say Jones' lies made their lives a living hell.
My home was shot up. Vehicles were shot up in my yard.
Jesse's mother, Scarlett Lewis, spoke directly to Jones, pleading with Jones to stop spreading falsehoods.
I know you believe me, and yet you're going to leave this courthouse, and you're going to say it again.
I love her, man. She finally said something. Well, not her particularly, because I don't know who that is. Someone finally said it to Alex. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
On his show this week, he went after Jesse's father and his testimony.
He is being manipulated by some very bad people.
Throughout the trial, Jones has tested the patience of the judge.
He tests my patience, too.
This is not your show.
Who took him to task for not telling the truth earlier this week.
We know it's not your show. It's not fake.
You're already under oath to tell the truth.
Yeah. Oh, man, they're really bossing him around. His whole, yes, I'm greater than you routine is kind of shot.
You've already violated that oath twice today.
I feel like I'm being bossed around.
So this morning, the big question is, what does the jury think? The plaintiff's attorney showed a video of Jones insulting the panel on his show.
He is not a smart guy. I used to think it's a character, but I think he brainwashed himself into being like that.
The jury will decide how much, if anything, Jones has to pay Jesse's parents. The court has already found him liable for defamation
yeah.
in a summary judgment issued last year. The first of several lawsuits from Sandy Hook families who have spent years fighting back against Jones.
We got it. Let me see here.
Control.
Here are some Alex Jones moments. Because you might think, hey, you're being a little crazy. He wasn't that bad.
We're looking at some of Jones' most outrageous. Number 10, Pizzagate.
Anthony Weiner is going to be investigated for child porn on his phone and contacting minors.
The 2016 American presidential race was...
Yeah, I remember that came out. And everybody at my old job was like, yes, Pizzagate. I was like, okay. And then Alex Jones would say whatever he wants, and nobody would ever clap back at him.
Other countries don't do that either.
Yeah. Does Jimmy Fallon work for the government? Jimmy Fallon, is he in on it?
I mean, just all those people are just, they toe the line or they don't have their jobs anymore.
Right.
Sounds like you, bud.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Yes, everything I say, I'm just projecting what's going to happen to me.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by DBInfusions.com, the best CBD, the best Delta 8, and more. Also, it's being brought to you by BZ Business, BZBEZNESS, the best cup company in all of the Bay Area. Cups, whatever you need. BZ Business and DB Infusions is the place to be.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Now to the Miami Dolphins paying the price for trying to court Tom Brady.
Yeah, it's not really courting him when it's not legal. I mean, Well, that doesn't really make sense because NCAA coaches court all the time and got caught with sanctions. I'm just saying they're making it seem like it was legal because they have sanctions against them. The Dolphins do because they tried to get Brady illegally.
Now to the Miami Dolphins paying the price for trying to court Tom Brady.
Yeah.
The franchise and its owner hit with steep penalties for tampering with the superstar quarterback.
Oh, but I thought Tua was the answer.
And a Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah.
Victor Oquendo is at the Dolphin Stadium just outside Miami. Good morning, Victor.
And all five fans care and all the other crack addicts that can't afford to live in that city because of the rent. Just being real.
Good morning, Robin. The good news for the Miami Dolphins here
what?
Is that this investigation did not find any evidence that the team purposefully lost or tanked games. The bad news, they were clearly in contact with both Tom Brady and Sean Payton when they shouldn't have been, and now they're paying a big price.
Oh, yeah.
Touchdown, Miami!
This morning. One of the few touchdowns. Like, you know, they really had to go into like the like vault to find a touchdown Miami clip, because most of the time it'd be like field goal Miami.
Touchdown Miami.
This morning, the NFL coming down on the Miami Dolphins and owner Stephen Ross.
He just seems like a dummy. Oh, wait, that's right. He's running the Dolphins and they've been mediocre for 20 years. He is a dummy.
In part for trying to lure the league's biggest star, Tom Brady, to Miami.
I'm so proud of our guys.
An independent investigation finding Ross violated the league's anti-tampering policy by communicating with Brady when he was with the Patriots and later with the Buccaneers.
I wonder how many times it does happen and they just get away with it.
As well as former New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton.
So you have some of the biggest names in the sport.
Adam Schefter, the most how do I word it? He is so smarmy, and he is so fake. He is the most incredible, that's the word I was looking for, unbelievable, that was the word I was looking for, reporter ever. He has a complete bias towards everything, and he brings up people's skeletons. But because ABC is connected to ESPN, they got to show Adam. So whatever he says, take with a grain of salt, because this guy is biased as hell.
John Payton.
So you have some of the biggest names in the sport trying to be lured to Miami while the Dolphins have a quarterback and a head coach.
I mean, they have a quarterback. Doesn't mean it's good.
The investigation, stemming from a racial discrimination lawsuit from former Miami head coach Brian Flores, who also claimed that Ross offered him $100,000 to tank games in order to improve their draft position.
He just seems like a dumb owner. He's just got that dumb face.
In the end, the NFL finding no evidence the team intentionally lost games, nor did anyone instruct Flores to do so.
Well, it was a weird season because they began like not even winning more than one or two games for the first like seven games, and then they went on to win nine games in a row and almost made the playoffs. So yeah, they were probably trying to tank in the beginning, and then they got really motivated. The Dolphins. You don't really know what the hell they're doing over there, those crazy kids.
Brittany Griner is facing nearly a decade behind bars.
Yeah, dummy.
A Russian court found the WNBA star guilty of drug possession and smuggling on Thursday, more than 5 months after she was detained on drug charges when Russian authorities allegedly found vape cartridges containing cannabis oil inside her luggage at an airport near Moscow.
Smoke weed every day unless you're in Russia. Then just drink the vodka and shut up.
A judge determined that the athlete had committed the crime deliberately and sentenced her to 9 years in prison and a 1 million ruble fine.
And then she was using the whole defense of a
fine, which amounts to approximately $16,000.
Yeah, big deal. She was using the whole defense of, oh, well, you know, I just accidentally put it in my luggage. Like, you accidentally put in a sock and not six different socks. You put in the seventh sock and the other sock doesn't exist and you go, oh, I'll have to wear the same socks today. You ever done that where you accidentally put something in the carry on or in your luggage and then you go, oh crap, I messed up? That's more the definition of, oh, I accidentally put in the wrong cord. I meant to put in my iPhone cord, but I put in my Xbox cord. You know what I mean? That's more the human definition of, oh, I accidentally brought this with. So when Brittany Griner was going, oh, I accidentally just put in these marijuana cartridges, I was like, shut up, you entitled American.
Justin Bieber was among the celebrities reacting to the news, writing "This hurts" on his Instagram story and asking for tips on how he can help.
What a narcissist. If anyone knows if any way I can help, please let me know. Oh yeah, because that's just what Russia's gonna do. They are going to be like, oh my god, Bieber hit us up and said, hey, can you let her go? And then we did. If our president couldn't do it, they're not going to look at some little smarmy singer and be like, oh yeah, you're the reason we're going to break the rules. Oh, Monica Lewinsky. What the hell? And I mean, what the hell are we going to do with you, Monica?
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Monica Lewinsky is asking Beyonce to change another lyric from one of her songs.
Oh my god, I'm Monica Lewinsky. Because time has gone on, we're going to pretend that she's not famous for going down on the president. Oh, but she's got honor.
On Monday, the 49-year-old asked the Partition singer to remove her name from the track after B's quick decision to remove a term from her new song Heated, following ableist concerns from a disability equality charity.
Man, if DMX was making music nowadays, you wouldn't even like be able to like release an edited version. But they're like, please take my name out. You're a part of the past.
While we're at it, hashtag partition, Monica tweeted.
Oh, she's got it. She's got her Twitter. It's she/her. Oh, yeah.
Calling out the 2013 hit where B says a man, quote, Monica Lewinsky'd all on her gown.
Yeah.
Referencing the high-profile affair the activist had with President Bill Clinton in the 90s.
Yeah, it's a nice little lyric. Please take it out. Let's erase the fact that I gave head to a married man.
Which led to his denial and impeachment. This is...
She knew what she was doing, too. She was going in, being a homewrecker. Yeah, we were a little bit too mean to her because we were sexist back then. But let's not, like, just because we're not as sexist nowadays doesn't mean she's not an awful person. You can't rewrite the past. Yeah, she gets more of the blame than Bill, and he deserves the blame, too. And we slut-shame women a lot more than we slut-shame men for cheating. So I completely get why Monica got way too much of the hate, but just because she got way too much of the hate doesn't mean she doesn't deserve the hate that she should have got. Like, she's a despicable person that ruined a marriage. I get Bill was banging everything legally or illegally. Literally, we found out through the whole pedophile island. He's not innocent either. But Monica, do not rewrite the past and tell me, oh yeah, she means well. She shouldn't have her name be used as a part of pop culture and a lyric. The hell out of here.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup. And we're getting into some country music today, starting with Carrie
No, we're not. Life's too short for country music. I can't do it, man. That is just smarmy as hell.
Is Demi Lovato's new song slamming her ex, Wilmer Valderrama?
Oh, yeah, speaking of smarmy, that was a perfect transition. Demi Lovato, man. I don't know what we're going to do with her. I don't. She is just out of her mind, man. I don't really get what we're going to do with her, but we don't really need to care because we'll never meet her and she has no impact on our lives. But, like, why are you talking about your exes? It makes it look like it's kind of more your fault. You go through relationship after relationship, and it's like maybe the guys just don't want to feel whipped. Maybe they're over it. Maybe they just don't want to be a part of it. Maybe they just don't want to deal with it. Maybe you're a little high maintenance and not fun to be around.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hour, we'll be right back.
Oh yes, following segment was brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.net. When I tell you that they are the best around, I'm a man of my word. Stephen Prasad is the best trainer. FitsAgeFitness.net.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're so dumb.
Oh, geez.
You spray painted a bus thinking it was my bus. Wrong bus.
Machine Gun Kelly is speaking out. The singer took to his Instagram story on Thursday to call out vandals who allegedly spray painted one of his tour buses with a slur. MGK was heated, putting the situation on blast, saying they got the quote, wrong bus.
Yeah, that seems like something somebody would do, the type of person that would, you know, spray paint a bus. Yeah, I think they'd be at the wrong bus. If you're going to commit a crime, at least just be positive about it.
Wrong bus.
Yeah.
Idiot. Do the first part of the crime right.
This is everyone's favorite Colson Baker. His little Cleveland attitude. Everybody all knows how he's got MGK and then he's got Colson Baker. This spicy little Cleveland humor of talking crap. This is the dude we know from Cleveland.
Do the first part of the crime right.
Yeah.
Second off,
I
was by the buses till 4:30 in the morning, which means you waited till 5 a.m. to spray paint a d-
I love his BDE. You hate on him because he's being honest.
You could have been at home cuddling with your partner or doing something, and instead you were like, God, I wish you would go up to his hotel room so I could spray paint this. Oh my God. And they washed it off before I even saw it. Aren't you sad? I'm still in bed. I didn't even get to enjoy it. You just, you suck. You suck.
I agree. There needs to be a point where they're also human beings. We just demean them all the time.
A tour bus belonging to the emo girl singer was spray painted on Thursday in Omaha, Nebraska.
That sounds like something they would do in Nebraska. Oh, this is a Machine Gun Kelly.
Just before his show.
That was not a Nebraska accent. I don't even know what that was.
According to multiple reports.
Yeah.
There was a graphic drawing and a homophobic slur painted on two vehicles.
Oh, man, that's just not what you want to wake up to. Neither is Neo.
Neo's estranged wife, Crystal, files for divorce.
Yeah.
Just after making some stunning allegations against the singer.
Uh-huh.
Happy life, happy wife is the truest statement ever.
That was him in 2017. They're happy until they find out you're banging every side chick in the business.
Well, guess who doesn't seem so happy this week?
I gotta skip over this because of copyright.
So list the couple's separation date as July 22nd.
Mm.
Less than a month after the singer told us this.
What?
So once I realized what I wanted and who I needed to be for her, we're in a great place.
That's good.
The model says their marriage is, quote, broken with no hope for reconciliation. And she re-ups her claim that Neo recently fathered a child with another woman.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, I gotta be careful how I say this. I have seen a lot of cheaters in my life. But there's like two levels of cheating. Like, if you're a cheater and you cheat on your wife, you're a scumbag. Just don't be married. But that's not the point. The worst part is like when you create a second family. If you're cheating because she's not good at sex and you're not going to get a divorce or whatever, fine. That's completely fine. You can do whatever you want. It makes sense. You don't want to bring up the family. That's fine. But when you begin like creating more families, like if you just need to like, and I don't defend this, but if you just feel like you need to have sex with somebody else and you do an open marriage, that's fine. But you start including that second family, that's when you're like the biggest scumbag ever. Cheating, you're a scumbag. But like second family, that's when you've crossed the line.
Let's recap how all this started.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it together.
Over the weekend, Crystal Instagrammed an emotional message claiming Neo cheated on her with multiple women.
That sucks.
And she didn't mince words while reflecting on the end of their marriage. Quote, 8 years of lies and deception.
I feel that. 856-49 Hoppy.
Wendy Williams has a new man in her life.
Are you kidding me?
And despite the rumor mill, that's really all there is to it.
That's all we need to know. Wait, Wendy Williams keeping her private life quiet and everybody else has to have theirs exposed? Sounds about right. It's called being a bully.
For now.
We've got a lot to talk about.
No, we don't. We don't really care about you. You're doing a podcast.
Our series, Inflation Nation, many families are searching for ways to stretch their grocery and gas dollars.
Yeah.
Some are finding that nearby dollar-type stores are...
Robin, shut up. Shut up. Don't tell everybody about Dollar Tree.
Shut up!
Where I bought 20 Bang Energies for the price of 7. Don't tell them about where you can get really cheap shampoo and really cheap pretzels and really cheap drinks and everything. You can literally leave there paying $35 for things that would have been 80. Robin, don't tell the secret about Dollar Tree!
Answer. Becky is here. Becky, well, you checked out the savings for us?
Oh, yeah, Becky's here. Woohoo! Once I found out Becky was here, my life was forever improved. Becky's here. Woohoo!
Good morning.
I did, Robin. Good morning. It's a story we first saw in the Wall Street Journal about dollar stores. It seems like there's one on every corner these days.
Yeah, we're all broke. We're not millionaires like you. Insert reporter here. Well, actually, by the way, companies pay. I could see her being broke.
And with the price of gas so high, that close access has more Americans shopping there. So can you save and try?
No, you lose money when things are a dollar. And that's just the news for you. Can you save money by going to the Dollar Tree and getting five drinks for the price of two? Yeah. Just saying.
The driver in the hit and run that killed Nicki Minaj's father has reportedly been sentenced to 1 year in jail.
Ah, it seems about right. What? That's the perfect way to describe America. We can't even prosecute drunk drivers well. That's what I'm saying. Like, some other person will drive drunk and be like, hey, I'll just get 1 year. I don't know why we don't prosecute drunk drivers more. They're losers.
71-year-old Charles Polvich received his sentence on Wednesday in Nassau County Court on Long Island.
That's good. Glad she said on Long Island. People from Long Island get really mad if you say in Long Island. No, it's on Long Island. Okay, I'm sorry. Jesus Christ.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car General Roundup. Let's jump into it with Kourtney Kardashian's kids because it looks
like... My life's too short. I can't do it. Plus, there's really nothing to rip into the kids about. They're just kids. So good for them. Speaking of people that act like kids, and they have kids, but in reality, they're big children too.
John Legend is reflecting on his strained friendship with Kanye West. In a new interview with CNN's The X-Files podcast, the All of Me singer got honest about where their relationship stands.
Oh no, they're not friends.
We aren't friends as much as we used to be because I honestly think we publicly disagreed on his running for office.
He's a scumbag, man. Both of them. I ain't saying Kanye West is innocent. I'm not saying he's perfect. But John Legend claims to be, I'm inclusive. I'm woke. I'm here for everybody. Unless you voted for Trump. Then I won't look you in the eye. I don't know whatever happened to just turning the other eye and just minding your own business. We're all going to not agree politically. But when John Legend does it, he tells us all to not do that to people, judge them and whatever. But when he does it, he's allowed to. You're a scumbag.
On his running for office, his supporting Trump, I think it became too much for us to sustain our friendship, honestly.
John.
Ah, man, what a loss. I bet every time people hang out with John Legend, it's really boring. They're just like, I'm ready to go right now.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.